Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
West Michigan, to reach the Eric Zane Show, call 800-785-1073.
800-785-1073. I don't know why I had to say what he said. That was dumb. As soon as I started it, you heard me pause. I was like, wait,
800.
He just said that. I don't need to. I'm terrible.
People are getting pissed that you're not getting to the story on Saturday. Are we going to push it back?
No, I can see that, and I don't want to keep them waiting. So.
I think it's funny to keep people waiting.
No, I know, but I don't want them to get pissed. So I think I should do it, and then I can push what we had here till later, because the hockey game is more important. By the way, before we get to that, Tony called and said that he was just at a friend's wedding who was supposed to be in the Oklahoma City bombing. Ooh. When that bombing occurred. He would be dead had he not, or at least, I mean, I guess he could have been dead.
Maimed.
Not everybody died, but... just remarkable. We'll still keep that open for...
I love conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories, 800-785-1073. You can email Eric at ericzaneshow.com. So the Zaniacs visited the hockey game on Saturday. They were seated right behind me. They had a bunch of signs, too. Pellerito went crazy on the signs. His puppet that he brought with him, which tells me he's a little crazy. He came with a puppet, and the puppet's holding a sign that says, "Puppets prefer the Eric Zane Show." He's standing right behind me while I'm on camera. There's also, he had another sign that said, "The Eric Zane Show, sports station, not a sports show." A simple one, I listen to the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL. I'm Eric's brother, Derek, the Eric Zane Show. He had a sign that says, "Julius loves hugs."
Ugh.
And then he had one that was that took a swipe at my old show. It said, "Your Brain." And there's a sign, of course. It points to the Eric Zane Show, my logo. "Your Brain on Drugs." And then it shows the boys' show. Aha. So they got together. And I had a feeling it was going to go like this. But they were letting it fly. First of all, Tim Bridles is the Zaniac who came out with the idea about getting together at the hockey game. So they organized, and away they go. People in attendance. Many others wanted to go but couldn't. The ones that couldn't attend were Perfect Teeth Sarah, Trent from Comstock Park, Ben Weller, Campbell, emailer Tim, others, plus all the out-of-staters. So in attendance was Pellerito and his wife Melissa, Jeremy. Jeremy's mom was a designated driver.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah.
Poor woman.
She's very sweet. Andrea was there. Her husband Jason showed up at Pepino's after. He couldn't make the game. If he'd have been there, Andrea might not have lost her mind like she did during the game.
Oh, God.
She was completely tilted.
Was she flashing everybody?
Close.
Oh,
very close. Put a pin in that. We'll come back to
it. Okay.
Megan was there with her husband Dave, Tim with his wife Leah, Amy from Lansing with her husband Eric, Ron or Aaron and his girlfriend Brittany, Sean from Muskegon and his wife as well. They met at Gardella's for dinner and drinks, hung out there, got to know each other, talked about stuff, whatever, talked about the show, new ideas. Did not hook up with Andrea until we were leaving for the arena. She was... Mike writes, she was already at a very feel-good point when we met up. Got over to the arena just in time for me to walk out. And so I walked out onto the ice. I saw them all. I was like, oh, this is great. It says, you probably did not see it, but we got the puppet with the easy sign on multiple times right over your head on the Jumbotron. One really good one with the puppet where I could hear the crowd reacting to it. Then he wrote, everything was great until Andrea decided to start pounding the glass.
Oh, God.
Okay. So, player for the Rampage, Sergei Boykov, gets called for something.
Boykov.
And he's skating over to the box.
Mm-hmm.
As he's approaching the box, Andrea feels the need to get up. Now, she's blasted at this point. And she starts pounding on the glass. And I look over at her, and she's leaning over, showing her boobs. You can see virtually everything. And so I go, oh, God, here we go. This is it. She's going to get kicked out. I've seen people get kicked out for pounding on the glass, even just a little bit.
Yeah.
Boykov does not flinch.
In Mother Russia.
She keeps pounding on the glass. He's taught to ignore.
Uh-huh.
She won't stop. Pounding on the glass. And just letting them breathe virtually. Now, I didn't look to see the looks on the faces of the people around me. Because I only had quick glances. But I had a feeling that it was going to turn. Because the other off-ice officials are like, oh, man, hey, Zane, one of your crew is really, really letting them have it. And I go, I know.
You're like, oh, my God.
So I'm like, she's going to get kicked out. There's no question she's not going to get kicked, or that she's going to get kicked out. Sure enough, Usher comes down, and I guess she was this close to getting thrown out. Pellerita writes, I tried to pull her away, but I think she felt committed to it. I kept saying, Andrea, we're representing. And she turned with a smirk.
We're repping.
Turned back and pounded some more. Lots of awkward looks from your booth and from the audience. Gal working there cornered her and said she couldn't do that. Then she sheepishly said, I think I better sit down. Then they, okay, pause and then fast forward because I got a in Facebook message from a season ticket holder.
Oh, boy.
Nicole wrote, hi, Zane. We are season ticket holders that sit in the third row behind you by the box. We love our seats, the Griffins, and listening to you announce. However.
However, that's good.
Tonight was not a great experience. We were a little late to the game since we had been at the Red Wings game, and then we drove straight over from Detroit.
Oh, wow.
We also had two tickets for the two seats next to us for our friends, who we were trying to show a good time to.
Andrea was trying to show him a good time.
A few minutes, let's see. When we got there, we had to ask some people to move out of our seats. A few minutes later, more people sat down in our friends' seats. When our friends got there and asked them to move, they were rude and continued making comments amongst themselves. It was then we realized that, Zane, that they were with your group of supporters.
Oh.
Zane, we know you had nothing to do with their incredibly rude behavior, but we thought you'd want to know how people representing you are acting.
Oh.
The four seats were not theirs, and there was no reason for their rudeness.
Oh.
It wasn't everyone. More down by the lady who got in trouble for excessive pounding on the visitor penalty box.
Andrew kept tweeting us about how we should just get to the story. No wonder she wanted us to get to the story. She didn't remember.
Yes. The behavior was probably also related to the fact that a few of them were very drunk. We understand they were there to be supportive of you. But their uncalled for behavior made us uncomfortable and interfered with our enjoyment of the game. We go to many different hockey games and always say the Griffins have the best announcer. So this is like when I was like eating my bowls of cereal, I think. No, actually, it was the day after. So I wrote, holy crap, I am so sorry. I was afraid of that. Thank you for telling me. You have every right to be annoyed. End of that discussion. All right. So now that that for full disclosure, I wanted to be fair and read that. Back to Pellerito's description of what went down. About half of us left with 10 minutes left in the game to grab a spot at Pep's. You got there while we were waiting for a table. He writes, P.S. I think you showing up there was awesome, not just for the people who did this, but for obtaining listeners. There were a lot of others I know that you met, that we talked to some, and I know they really enjoyed you being there. Jeremy and I talked to a number of them promoting the show. Some were already listeners, some were that were there with them and heard us, I think, will be jumping on as a result. We met a few, I think, we talked into calling in. He said they've been scared in the past, which I found...
Scared?
Yeah, a lot of people are, you know, apprehensive. That's why I've been saying earlier, don't be scared to call. Before we continue on with Pellerito's blow-by-blow of what went down, one of the Zaniacs is on the line. This is Megan, who is pretty close friends with Andrea now. Welcome in, Megan.
Hey, Zane, how are you?
Very well. Thanks for coming to the game.
Oh, it was a blast. I'm actually calling in regards to the Facebook message that you just read.
Okay.
I don't think that we were really rude to those people.
Yeah.
Like, we noticed that nobody was there for, like, the first two periods, and we did tell Ron to come have a seat down there because he did have seats that were behind us.
Right.
And when they came down, we, you know, they moved. I don't think that anybody was really rude directly to those people. I do think that Andrea did get a little out of control, but I don't think we were really rude to anybody besides the guy in the box.
Yeah, I don't know. They just obviously heard what the lady wrote, but I don't know. Apparently, she was bugged. So
yeah, but well, you know, we love you very much, and we were not trying to
make it
look like, you know, we were horrible people at all.
I don't think so at all.
We have a lot of excitement around you,
no.
I think that it was a good energy. I don't think anybody was really mean or rude.
I agree with that. I'm sure it was a little bit of. Maybe the whole thing maybe kind of got under her skin. I didn't think that at all. The only thing I was afraid of was that she was going to get thrown out when she was banging on the glass.
Oh, yeah, we all thought that.
Yeah, she's trying to show the rush in her boobs. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
I think I even saw a piece of a nip.
Oh, you probably did.
Do you think that if I asked her, she would have said, "All right, here you go, have a look"?
Oh, probably.
All right, Megan, thank you.
Yep, bye.
All right, 800-785-1073. Email eric@ericzaneshow.com. All right, then, Jeremy, he's been going to this. You remember how he gave us the gifts where everything has got like a saying on it, or like a vase, or mm-hmm. a beer mug? He
right.
gave you the beer mug.
Yeah.
He should invest in stock in the place that he gets those from, because he bought shot glasses and gave them all gifts. It said Zane, and their names on them,
oh, wow.
like Zaniac Megan. They all got like shot glasses from Jeremy.
They put them to good use, too.
Let's see here. Outside the bar after I left, the topic drifted to Jason, Andrea's husband, looking like Ben Roethlisberger. He really does. I never even thought about it. Sean was stopping everyone walking by, strangers, to show them a picture of Ben Roethlisberger and saying, "Doesn't this MRF right here look like Ben Roethlisberger?" let's see here. Let's see. People filtered out about a half hour after I took off. Jeremy and I and my wife and Jeremy's mom hung out about an hour just shooting the bull. So all in all, it was a great time for the Zaniacs. No harm. Everybody's good. I enjoyed spending time with them. It was great. I wish I could have brought Diana. She said to me, she goes, "I wish that could have gone too. You didn't let me know they were going to be there." And I was like, "Oh God, I didn't even think about that."
See, people are tweeting and emailing us saying that the Facebook message people are full of it.
Yeah, that their side of the story says the way she put it is not how it happened.
Yes.
Okay. Hmm. Well, you know, I think there's a little bit of he said, she said.
Of course.
And she was upset probably because, they were really having a good time. And they were right in the
God
front.
God forbid.
Yeah.
Having a good time at a hockey game.
You know
game.
What I've noticed, though? I mean, a lot of these season ticket holders and these diehard fans, they're about the hockey.
Mm.
They're not about the social level of this, which some people do. And so if you interfere with that, it sometimes can be a problem. I've witnessed that myself. 800-785-1073. Jeremy.
Well, so much to get to. I'll try to keep it short. But I first want to address those people. I have two cousins, girl cousins that were sitting, they're season ticket holders, and they love you, listen to your show. And they were sitting down at the bottom, or like at the end of the row.
Right.
And they agreed. They said, you know, we don't often see that. But they really loved it. And the people around like them and behind them and to the sides of them were really like cheering us on and like the excitement that we were bringing to the game.
Okay.
And I understand that, you know, and I don't want to alienate those people at
no,
all.
No,
but
no.
I was actually sitting a little bit close to those people. It kind of seemed like they were maybe I'm just going to stop there. I kind of feel like they're overblowing it just a tad bit. But,
right.
you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I know that there was a father and son sitting behind us, and the father politely laughed and, you know, said, "Hey, can you guys kind of tone it down a little bit,
is that
you know,
right?
with
is
some
that right?
language?" And we did.
Okay.
And he laughed about it, too. But, I mean, I don't know. I thought, you know, like Megan said, I think we were just super excited. And someone like me who has been going through a lot and don't get a lot of nights out, you know,
yeah.
it was a great time to actually experience it with the Zaniacs
yeah.
and see you there. So,
oh, yeah, it was a good time, man.
So,
thank
yeah.
you. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, buddy. Thank
you, Jeremy. Well, one thing real quick that yeah. you missed was the wrap-off that was outside of Pepino's. There were some people out there that were just kind of like walking by, and all of a sudden a huge rap battle started.
Are you what?
Yeah, I recorded it. You probably can't play it, but it was about four or five guys got in a huddle and started rapping, and Andrea and some of the other guys' Wives and Megan got around him and got involved in it and stuff that.
I need to see that.
It was pretty epic.
I need to see that. I'll bleep out the nasty words.
Rap battle.
Yeah, definitely get that to us ASAP.
Will do.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
No, thank you, Zane.
Jeremy on the Zaniacs and their big field trip to the Griffins game. Let's see here. You know what we didn't do? We didn't. So I'm glad I got that out of the way because they had been waiting to hear that. In the next segment, we'll chronicle what the hell happened to Stanley Wilson, former Detroit Lion. This time, oh my God! It seems like, why is it so many people that play for the Lions? It's always former Lion loses their S. Do you remember that?
And their clothes.
Titus Young. He completely lost his mind. That guy was an excellent receiver.
He was.
He was a terrific player.
He'd probably still be on the Lions.
Oh,
had he not
easily.
Lost his mind.
And that it seems like there's always someone from the Lions.
He's only 27.
Flips his lid. Stanley Wilson is the latest. This guy cannot get it together. And I'll tell you the story about the interaction I had with a local business leader who has been in the past in the wake of Eric Zane destruction on the radio and who I once beat up very badly. And he was very benevolent and very sweet. And I met him in person at the boat show. And I was a little awkward at first, but I'm glad I got a chance to say hi to him. Tell you about that coming up next. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, as always, tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.